the background, and I could see them. My inner mind, my inner vision can see there are alien ETs dancing to this music because they like this particular style of tech. Highly repressed music. They're dancing their ass off on the stage for us right now. You can't see me, but I can see them in their minds. Try and see it. Maybe you can tune in. But they are dancing their ass off right now. And we'll just let them have their fun. You know, sometimes I wonder, do they listen to the show? I'd surely give them a lot of commentary. This is Connect the Dots radio show, and I connect the dots. I try to connect with the space people. Hopefully I am. Hopefully they're listening in. I understand. Yeah, there are humans on this world that we know things beyond their comprehension. I don't want to claim I'm one of them, but I've heard others claim such facts. And it's E.T., E.T., E.T. That is what is happening on planet Earth. And I just want to mention, I'll give some pre-plugs here. Hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show. This is a call-in radio show. You can call in and talk about important things like chemtrails, 5G, or E.T., or ETs, or aliens, Pleiadians, Arcturians, Galactic Confederation. Hey, the number here is 888-627-6008. This is a call-in radio show, Connect the Dots. I am your host, Tom Edison. This is the Connect the Dots radio show. Yeah, you're here. And you can call in on the telephone. Just click in the numbers, 888-627-6008, and share with the listening audience something of great importance. If you're here from the Galactic Confederation, call in. Tell us what's going on. Tell us how you're getting rid of taking out the trash. And we want you to do that, and we, the human race, need help, believe me. And on a better note, I envision the whole world communicating with love and understanding, and that is the future. In the future, we will be communicating with love and understanding, and that love will pulse out through the different dimensional zones of reality. When we sing a C note here on Earth, it rings a C note in a higher octave vibrational zone, just like on a piano, you know? Piano demonstrates if we had a piano with 12 octaves to it, I don't believe there are pianos that big. It could explain the whole thing, you know, that the resonance of a certain frequency in this dimension resonates with a common denominator frequency in the next one, and so on, up and up and up until you get to the highest level. And then for you who are really truth seekers and you really want to know what's beyond the highest level, the 12th overtone of the 12th dimension, it's paradise. And the info has been given to the human race. I don't know why people don't know these things, that the place called paradise, the official home of the real God, the Trinity, the Holy Trinity of all Trinities, the Paradise Trinity, is called Paradise. You know, like the President of the United States is in the White House. Well, the real God, his home is Paradise, and it's not connected to any of the dimensions. Now, how about that one? You can think on that one the rest of the night. But that information has been revealed already. I didn't just make this up. But I do search for truth, and I find it here, there, and everywhere. A little message from the Beatles there. So anyhow, I don't know if how many people go on Twitter, but there's somebody representing the Galactic Confederation, as I learned from this person. I used to call it the Galactic Federation, but apparently it's the Galactic Confederation. At Cobra Info 1, CobraInfo1. This site's been up since the beginning of March 2018, and it's just a list of short statements revealing what's been going on, what the Galactic Federation has been doing behind the scenes, and there's an extremely lot of mysteries are being explained to what our poor human race has been exposed to, and what we've had perpetrated on us, and they're trying to undo the wrongs, and they're in the progress of doing that, and plus there's a lot of hidden secrets being revealed along the line. I think this tweeter did about 500 tweets already in this past month, and I follow him. I presume it's a him, Cobra, but who knows? It doesn't matter either way, as the saying goes. Hey, that's something that came out of the Earth's experience of the 1960s. People were walking around, they were talking about, hey, it doesn't matter either way. You know, maybe they were talking before that time, but I think that's the time I can pinpoint that statement to. And the truth is, it doesn't matter either way. You can take it any way you want, whatever. But anyhow, if you're on Twitter, search it out. It's at Cobra Info1. Go to the beginning, because you got to, there's each tweet is like a short statement. So if you just happen to run across one, you might not get what's really being talked about there. So you really have to go back to the beginning and then backtrack on it. So it's quite a far to go back if you want to look at them all. It's about 500 tweets out there already. I've been following it, and there's some really interesting bits of information that are being revealed to us about things going on behind the scenes, archons, and all the things that I kind of talk about but give different names to in my book, Connected Dots Theory. And I say, if you want to find out a lot of information fast, there is no better book on the face of this planet than my book, Connected Dots Theory, because in less than 100 pages of text, I've explained all the important points, who the bad guys are, the most bad guys. I mean, there's an uncountable amount of bad guys, and I'm not talking about names of people like Soros or stuff like that. I'm talking about groups that have perpetrated their evil ways upon the human race. And I break it down into four basic groups. But you need to buy the book and have it explained to you. And that's one thing great my book does, Connect the Dots Theory. I explain it in plain English. Anybody in high school could read this book, even in junior high, and comprehend everything being explained, including the dimensions. I have a better way of explaining them. I call them zones, and I use other clever words to make it perfectly clear. So anybody can understand it if you're trying to understand it. Of course, if you're not trying to understand it, whatever. And here's something else that I've picked up, and you should pick up the telephone. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You don't get this chance every time in life. If you try to call in the Coast to Coast radio show, you'll never get through. And they have the same people calling up all the time. They have their little crew of, I don't know, five or six people, because I used to listen to the show regularly. Sometimes I still listen to it, and I keep hearing these guys calling up. I recognize the voice, and they do their little spiel, and like, come on, you know, the phones are always jammed up. Just like people call, the phones aren't jammed up on this show, so here's your opportunity to call. 888-627-6008. Beyond the Secret Agent, 888-627-0008. Call in. Call in now. 888-627-6008. Anyhow, it doesn't matter either way, calling or not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter either way. Let me tell you how it is. It's the real deal. So anyhow, what I've been following these people on Twitter, representatives of the Galactic Federation. They're out there. There's a group called the Starseeds. They're Pleiadian, I believe. And they're talking about things, and a couple of times I interacted with the tweets, and I was like, I don't know, how did you get that information? I mean, yeah, you're supposed to be Pleiadian, you're supposed to know more than me and all that, but your information is totally different than the information I've got. And then this happened a couple of times, and I realized, wait a second, there's two sets of information out here. And I was amazed to find out that apparently certain secrets have been given to the human race that haven't been given to the Pleiadians. For instance, there's two quarantines. The Pleiadians and the Galactic Federation talk about a quarantine from the last 25,000 years. When I talk about the quarantine, I talk about the one that's been in effect for over 200,000 years. So different sets of information. Very interesting to know. Not everybody has all the pieces of the puzzle. That's like an old Star Trek episode. The Klingons, the Cardassians, the Earthlings, the Galactic, the Federation. They're all given different bits of information, and they all raced to this planet because they thought there was gold there or something important. And then they found out, they put the pieces, all the pieces of the puzzle together, and all they got was a holographic projection saying, hey, we hope you can come and meet and get along. And everybody was kind of teed off, pissed off, like, damn, we raced all the way here, practically had battles for this stupid holographic message. Oh, well. So anyhow, different sets of info are out there. Amazing. And there's different opinions, too. Quite often before I go on to do my show, sometimes I'll listen to a little bit of the shows preceding me. And I was listening for, I don't know, about 10, 15 minutes to James Gillian, the famous owner of the SETI Ranch, also a BBS radio talk show host. And he had some guest on. I didn't catch the beginning of the show, so I didn't know who the guest was, but somebody wrote a book called Saving Jesus. And Jesus is a topic I'm always interested in. But I do have a lot of knowledge about what's been revealed to the human race. And I'm listening to this guy talk, and, you know, he said something that just like, you know, based on the information that he's come across and how, what he correlated, he made a statement, well, how could a real loving God allow his so-called only son to be crucified on the cross? Well, quite evident, first thing I recognize, this guy has not read the information I have. It's working with a different set of books. And I still cannot believe, like, what am I, the only person on the face of this earth who studied the fifth apocryphal revelation 85 years ago given to the human race, which clearly explains the whole thing, explains why Jesus was allowed to die on the cross, you know? The answer is quite logical. He chose to allow that to happen because he was in direct communication with the Heavenly Father, which is the single source of all reality, the source of all that is. And in the telepathic communications, it was understood that he was to undergo this experience. And he proved his obedience to the Heavenly Father by doing so. And that was the reason. He had the opportunity to hop out on it, though, and that's clearly mentioned. He didn't have to go through that, but he chose to do it. Jesus chose to do that himself. And if he hadn't done that, probably his story would have died out real fast. But the fact that the man that didn't do anything wrong physically on the world allowed that to be done to him, and of course it had been prophesied that this would come to be like this, so to speak, it perhaps was the right choice to have the his teachings memorialized in history. Otherwise, they might have all been forgotten if he hadn't gone through that event. But he had the opportunity because he had already received all power on heaven and earth, and you can even check that fact out in the Bible, but that's not the main source of information on Jesus. And I'm quite qualified to make that statement, and I'll defy anybody to prove me wrong on this one. And the whole thing about, stop talking about the thing about him being the only son. When you study the fifth apocryphal revelation, it's explained, it's a title. The only begotten son is a title. It doesn't mean he's the only son, it's a title. Okay? That changes the whole big picture on the situation. And this is important information that needs to be correlated. And I don't say this to put the other guy down, but he just, maybe, if, you know, he would have come to the same conclusion, too, and he would have been saying the same things I have, if he had had the opportunity to study the fifth apocryphal revelation. I don't get it. Am I living in a separate universe by myself here where this information is available in my my universe, but everybody else doesn't have their universe? I mean, but we're coexisting together in moments in time, and it's mind-boggling. But anyhow, that's important information to understand. You know, there's plenty of logic as to why Jesus allowed himself to be crucified, and he did choose to do that. And apparently, the Heavenly Father knew what was best, because without him being crucified and brutally harmed like he was, the story would have faded out probably. Because when you study what was really going on with the disciples, they were kind of like dummies, really. They didn't understand what was going on. They just knew Jesus performed miracles, and he talked remarkable. He had phenomenal lessons to give, parables, but they didn't get most of it. In fact, it's a record. He had to come back and explain it to them, most of it, and they still didn't get it, you know, when they're writing down the books. You know, the disciples, they wrote down the books, and the other people, like the Apostle Paul, they wrote down the books. They still didn't get it right. They still weren't connecting the pieces correct. And so much for that. But I just had to say that. Because, you know, this show is about truth. And if I hear somebody talking to something that I've concluded that it's not correct, I'm going to say it. Not trying to put anybody down, but I'm going to say that because that's who I am. You know, I come across information and I correlate it. If it makes sense, as the saying goes, if the shoe fits, wear it. And that's living life as it happens. Now, enough of these ETs. Oh, I hear there are spaceships hidden, cloaked everywhere in the solar system now, and the big event—it's the party here. It is. When you're talking about Democrat Party or Republican Party, in fact, I'm against political parties. That's why I run for president. I'm running again in 2020 for president. You can go to the BBS radio show schedule, click on the name of my show. Or click on my name next to the name of my show, and you'll find all about what I've done in the last election. And my new page is coming up pretty soon for 2020. And basically, this is important information. I'll talk about it for a minute or two because I am a 2020 presidential candidate. I'm doing it the hard way as a write-in candidate. I will never be part of a political party. Political parties are the problem. That's it. Just look at the stupid Congress. I mean, all they do is bicker and they fight all the time, and it's allegiance to the party, and this, and it's what a big waste of time. It's a bad plan. It's a plan designed to fail. Two-party system, a plan designed to fail, and that's a phrase I coined in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You read that book, you'll have wisdom. I mean, I worked for years to get what I call wisdom. I saw it. I wrote a song about it first. Found it hard, you know. Found wisdom takes a while, and it took quite a while. And now I'm at the point where I've gained it. I look at a situation, I know what's going on, I know what the reality is. It clicks into my mind in less than a second. I just know. I look at something and I know. That's when you have wisdom, when you are at that point. And political parties are the problem. What can I say? So that's why I run as a writing candidate. It's the hardest way to do it, but it's the only way to beat the big guys. Of course, it's not going to happen for me unless I get some support, you know? Hey, you ought to be willing to support the only person who knows the solutions to all the problems. The problems are easy to solve. I've said this week after week. The problems are easy to solve. It, the fact that there's so many people making so much money off the problems is part of the reason the problems stay in place. And then we have the evil groups here, the evil ETs, the evil puppets of the evil ETs, otherwise known as the Illuminati, the New World Order, the Freemasons, who are not really free, and all the other wannabe organizations that do the human race no good. They're here just to leech and suck what they can out of us. And then there's the demon spirits. Yes, demons do exist. They were all part of Lucifer's rebellion that ended up here. And they give us no rest. And they find plenty of weak people to manipulate and cause problems. They're in partnership with the 12 planets. 12 planets probably, they've done more to harm the human race than any group has done, even more than the evil spirits, I think. But whatever, they're all rotten apples. And that's what we have to deal with. And thankfully, the Galactic Federation is here trying to get rid of some of these bad apples. And some of them might not finally be eliminated until sometimes referred to as the second coming. Anyhow, so much for that. There's so many things to correlate and connect every day of my life I'm doing it. I just come across it all the time. I like watching science fiction and being in the New York area. We have a tremendous amount of variety of shows available to us, more so than probably any place on the face of the planet. And there's this guy called Sven Gulli, free blog. Hey, Sven Gulli, send me some money for the free blog. He's got this show out here in New York metropolitan area where he shows these old movies. Usually they're B-class movies. Anyhow, there was this one called Monster Zero. I tuned in for a while. Something like 1970 movie or something. And what do they do? They kill the aliens with sound. And then, you know, it just reminded me, there's a whole host of, a list of movies. It started in the back in the 1950s, where the science fiction movies were telling us how to kill the aliens with sound. So I guess sound is a good weapon, of course. The secret world government is using sound to kill us, frequencies to kill us, you know. And that's the part of the 5G deal, you know, it's frequency. And frequencies can kill. So let me see some of the other movies I think there's a 1956 movie called Earth versus the Flying Saucers. They used sound to knock down the flying saucers. They also did it in Monster Zero, too, the one I saw this earlier this evening. There's a movie called The Invisible Invaders, where the Invisible Invaders are actually wearing, it's a 59 movie, where they're wearing suits and ties. I guess that's a clever ploy to let us know that the real crooks are the guys who wear the suits and ties. Well, anyhow, they killed them with sonic weapons, too. Probably a famous one, Mars Attacks. And then, well, I don't know whether that 20 years ago or something. Mars Attacks. How do they kill the rotten Martians? They play old yodeling records. So again, sound kills the aliens. And sound is frequency. And we hear the stories about the Roswell crash. Supposedly there was electronic interference frequencies that caused these craft to crash out in that part of the United States. So frequency is a way to kill your opponent. And like I said, the bad guys on Earth are using this against us. And they're going to be microwaving people to death, or at least to get cancer, with the new 5G. It's an important topic. You got to pay attention to this. This is happening so fast. Within the last couple of weeks, I've seen neighborhoods completely rewired. You got the big garbage cans at the top of the telephone poles, and all they have to, they got all these other loose wires, with all these extra cables between the poles, and they got loose end wires with plugs on them, and they're going to connect that to the little rectangle broadcasting antennas that are going to send out dangerous frequencies to kill you, yes, and harm you. And it's all being done on purpose. Everybody is asleep at the wheel with this deal. I think one little town in Long Island complained about it maybe 2 months ago. But people have been warning about this for over 6 months now, and we're getting closer. In the New York area, they got the wires up. Every week there's more blocks with wires. It's happening so fast, and it's just a short matter of time before they get those little broadcasting. They look like little speakers that come off a boombox or something like that. They're kind of small, and supposedly there's 100 to 1,000 small, tiny broadcasting antennas in each one of these speaker boxes, and they're going to be attached to the big garbage cans on top of the telephone poles. They're probably just transformers, and to pump up the voltage, and they're going to send these powerful frequencies through the walls, into your house, into your home. You better turn off your Wi-Fi, because that's going to pull them in. And if you happen to be between the speaker on the broadcasting antenna speaker on top of the telephone pole and your Wi-Fi, and you stand in the same spot for a minute or so, it's going to be like having an energy weapon going through you. It could actually punch a hole in it, a small hole. It's been said, the example to scare you, because you need to be scared about this. If you happen to be sitting in the wrong place and the beam from the telephone pole to the Wi-Fi is going through your head, your eyeball could get cooked like a hard-boiled egg. Horrifying, right? Well, this is what we're being subjected to. Nobody in government is even talking about it. Everyone's pretending nothing's happening, and it's going up fast. And they're not going to announce it when they turn on the frequencies. They get the final pieces to the equipment set up. They're just going to start turning it on without an announcement, and people are going to start getting cancers and sick, and some people might actually die if they stand in the wrong place at the wrong time. And then when the cell phone, the 5G the cell phones that have a shield in it to protect the person using it, they're still going to get excessive microwave energy in their hand because they got to hold the thing. And you're walking around in public and everybody's got these 5G phones. You're going to be exposed to so much energy weapon frequencies that you are going to get real health problems and perhaps could die on the street of a heart attack or something worse. And this is what is happening now. I don't want to scare everybody, but you need to be scared. Because this is happening now. And this is a deliberate attempt to kill human beings. And it's going to be everywhere. The most unsafe place you're going to be is in your home. Or walking down the sidewalk amidst a crowd. And most of us are in areas like that. This is serious stuff. Start investigating for yourself. There are so many videos out there on the internet warning you, and I'm warning you, start looking at the telephone poles and find yourself a video on the internet that shows you what the speakers look like. They have this set up in a few small towns in America already, and we don't know if anybody's getting ill health effects or not because it hasn't been set up big, but they are wiring the neighborhoods every block. It's expanding out of New York. And I think Pablo Alto, California, they've already got it all hot-wired. But you have to be concerned about this because there's been no scientific research about the ill effects of this on people. The mad scientists who want to put this out, they're all working for the evil organizations that want to kill human beings, and they boldly said that we're not going to do any testing, we're just going to put this stuff out here. But all the intelligent people who have some scientific knowledge are attempting to warn us, the citizens, and we have to look out for ourselves because government is brain dead. You don't believe me, government is brain dead and not on top of things? Just look at what's going on in California. I have to pick on California because you got one of the stupidest governors that ever walked the face of the earth. Yeah, old Brown Sheet himself is really a stupid person. He makes all bad decisions, and people like that, he should be arrested for making bad decisions. You know, he should be deported. Never mind deporting the aliens, deport that moron. Send him to North Korea. Maybe he could be of some use there. But all the other things, the sanctuary cities, I mean, this is crazy. You know, why would you want to harbor criminals and then they come back, and then they commit more crimes? The longer they're in our country, they commit more crimes. Why do you want to protect these people? Look how they're trashing your towns. They're setting up tent cities everywhere. And what do they do in their tent cities? They want to rob, they want to steal, they want to rape, they want to kill, they want to do harmful drugs like crack and heroin. And you want to protect these people? Well, it just shows you the proof that people in government in California, they are out of their minds, most of them. Sure, they're not all bad, but the ones that aren't bad, you need to, I don't know, you need to get rid of the bad lot that's destroying California. And the biggest destroyer of California is your governor. It's like he must be getting paid big money, because I cannot believe anybody could make more stupid decisions than I see happening in California. Unbelievable. And then, and just to show you how stupid, I have to call him stupid. You know, he wants to talk about saving planet Earth and, you know, but he's not willing to talk about the chemtrails. And California is a chemtrail to death state, you know. And then he just like turns a blind eye when they start the fires in California and they use the energy weapons. I don't know where the weapon came from, a government-owned flying saucer or from the space station itself. And they were incinerating cars for target practice for fun with energy weapons. And, you know, just to remind you, that's what an energy weapon can do. It can melt the aluminum body of a car into a puddle of mush. And 5G broadcasting is energy weapons, and they're going to be going through your body. This is probably solving the 5G, stopping that is even probably more important than stopping the chemtrails, but both of those programs need to be stopped. Here, let me see if I can get somebody to call in on this. Is there, I'll call you fool before you call in. Is there any fool out there that wants to call in at 888-627-6008 and tell me that you think chemtrails are okay or you think 5G is okay? Come on. I'll give you a chance to say something stupid, but I don't believe there's anybody really. Anybody who finds out about what's going on, you got to be against this stuff. It's deliberate killing of the earth, deliberate killing of people, and that's the agenda of New World Order, it's the agenda of the UN, it's the agenda of the 12 planet extraterrestrial false gods. It's the agenda of the other evil ET forces here. They want to kill people. It was, we got the warning in the Georgia Stones, remember? 1980, a little town in Georgia. They, I think it was Freemasons put up the stones and another bad organization. Who else can be throwing the list with bad organization? Oh, Church of Scientology, yeah. I'm sorry. But you got the mark of the false gods. Hey, read my book, Connected Dots Theory. It shows you what are the mark of the false gods. Well, Scientology has that on their little cross. They got the traditional cross, and they got an X across it. Well, 45-degree angles. That's why Washington, D.C. is an evil city. Built on a 45-degree kilter out of sync with the cardinal directions. That's a direct mark of the false gods. And let's tie some more in. The street map shows the Freemason compass and the streets make the compass. What else they got there? They got the Washington Monument, a mind control device. All of obelisks are mind control device. I explain it all in my book, Connected Dots Theory. You need to read it and educate yourself what's going on. And Washington, D.C. even has more. Hey, it was surveyed by George Washington, who actually was a Freemason. More freeways and stuff. Freemasons, they're world control people. Only the people at the top, the 33 thing, title, the 33 level is, are the ones who are the real world controllers. The rest of them are all pawns. And they laid the foundation stone for the Washington Monument. And of course, it's been used for mind control. If you can't understand that, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and it explains it. Pyramids, you know. Actually, one of the original clues to obelisks being mind control devices, there are statements by early Egyptians, where that's the country where the obelisks first started to predominantly appear on the face of the earth. It was revered by the people that you could actually feel the presence of the gods coming out of the obelisk. Yeah, the false gods known as the pharaohs, who were definitely mind controllers and ran their kingdoms with slave populations. So, again, the pieces are connecting together, connected dots. The information is there. And if that wasn't bad enough, what else is going on? Recent information about fast food, nano-sized particles, that's very, very tiny, little fibers, you know, like anthropomorphic fibers thinner than human hair, and they're in McDonald's chicken McNuggets, the rolls that the McDonald's food is put in. Rolls from Subway are all loaded with these little fiber nanoparticles. They could be Morgellons, which means they have DNA, insect DNA in them, and they get stuck in your body. Some of them, if you got a weak immune system, they'll start to grow. And let's connect the dots a little more. I've come across the information that the blue light will cause them to grow. Blue light. Now, let's think. What have we seen on TV in the last couple of years? First, it started with the women shaving their legs with a shaver and a blue light on it. Well, was that product designed to get these Morgellons that you've probably swallowed from the chemtrails, or you've eaten them in your fast food hamburger buns or Subway sandwich buns, and they're lying dormant in your system, and then you apply the blue light on your skin and it activates them? Yeah, they're kind of like half AI, half insect DNA, whatever they are, but they can be activated with blue light. But it didn't end there. There's other products. The little trimmer on your face for men, that's got a blue light on it. And now there's a new shaver out, too, with a blue light on it. Why the blue light? Yeah, it looks cool, but apparently it's not good. And supposedly we all have these little fibers in us now because of the chemtrails have been out there for so many years now. And we, you know, when these chemtrails come fall down to Earth, these are nano-sized particles. You're walking around, you unknowingly breathe them in, and you get stuck in your body. And then you go out and buy some stupid product with a looks cool, has the blue light on it, and you're rubbing it across your skin. You're activating those fibers to start growing inside of you. It's like a sick science fiction movie, but you need to pay attention to what I'm saying here, you know? This is how devious the whole thing has gotten. And then, what can I jump to? The water next? The water's got fluoride and calcifies your pineal gland. Your pineal gland is an important connection to the spiritual realms and the higher dimensions. They want to deaden that. It's being done on purpose. And the fluoride they put in the water, it's a chemical poison, basically. And they came up with this idea, oh, well, it prevents cavities. Well, isn't that wonderful, you know? There's plenty of other ways to prevent cavities. And it's being forced upon people. I think people in England, they recently had all their water fluoridated on purpose. And if you look at the decisions that the English government is making, they don't have any brain power left. At least the government people don't. You know, they're passing all kinds of crazy laws where anti-free speech laws, falsely accusing everyone of a rape, of a racist, being a racist, meanwhile letting the rapists go and rape girls every day of the week in gangs, and they leave those people alone, and the cops just go out and rape the people that complain about it. Now, if that isn't insanity, I don't know what it is, but we have our own bits of insanity in the U.S. too. But that could be fluoride-related. And then, of course, there's chlorination of the water, another health hazard. Let me connect the dots with some of that I happen to know, because I happen to know a lot about water. Chlorination of water in the United States started in the early 1900s. I don't know exactly. It was 1902, 1904. And within 20 years of that, all of a sudden, high rates of cancer started showing up that never existed before. Well, there's a correlation there, really, because all tap water had was chlorinated. You know, they did that to keep infectious disease out, but they were creating toxic compounds. When you add chlorine to water, you create 300 to 400 toxic compounds that are not easily broken down. And your little Brita filter on the faucet is only going to take away the bad taste. the other 300, 400 chemical, toxic chemical compounds are going to go straight into your body where they cause all kinds of problems, stuff like free radical damage. Look it up, see what that word, those words mean. It's bad for you. That's why you need to drink spring water. But even spring water has its problems, because all the minerals in spring waters are basically dead and unusable. So, you know, you got to go to quite an extent to find a water that's really not harmful. Plenty of people have well water. You know, it depends what's in the well. But there's ways to decontaminate the well water so it's safe to drink. You buy what's called a catalyst. You put it in there. And there's all kinds of tricks in your distilled water. Don't ever buy distilled water in the store. That's undrinkable. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise, because distilled water will leach out the plastic in the container it is. There's probably only one bottling company in all of America that will sell you distilled water in a glass, 5-gallon glass bottle. And that is, it's just a ridiculous price you're going to pay. Over $5 a gallon, somewhere between $5 and $10 a gallon for the 5-gallon jug will cost you over $25, probably $35 for one 5-gallon jug of distilled water in glass. So the only way, cheap way to do it is you buy your own distiller to do it yourself. And then you add a catalyst to it to give it a negative charge. You know, negative charges are good for you. Not to be confused with negative thinking. When it comes to electric charges, negative charges are good. That's why when you go to the beach, people like going to the beach, because the waves crashing on the sand create more negative ions in the air. And you breathe it in, and you feel good. Hey, this is an educational show. What can I tell you? If you got anything educational to say, hey, call in. Number is 888-627-6008. How about that? You know, it's important to live life. It's important to make a sincere attempt to connect the dots of life while you're in the act of living the moment, as well as looking back in retrospect. And if you're paying attention to the events transpiring in your personal life, you may be able to notice, via coincidences, and all coincidences are arranged, that your life is definitely being indirectly interacted with by caring invisible entities. That's it. Call them your guardian angels. Call them friendly ETs, whatever you want, but you need to be paying attention. And sometimes you get little gifts in life, and never forget to give thanks for the small gifts that come your way in life. Your gratitude to unseen gift givers will surely be acknowledged and rewarded with even greater gifts in the future. And so those of us who seek the truth gain the attention of the legitimate overseers of mankind. These invisible revealers of truth expose us to clues regarding hidden realities to cause us to think, and thereby provide people with the opportunity to evolve via their own reasoning abilities. You know, we can get coaxed into learning things, but we can't be forced into learning things. That's free will. Our free will needs to be respected. And unfortunately, all the evil creatures on our world are always coming up with schemes to trick us, to give away our free will, so they can subject us to becoming worker slaves for them. Sad but true. And here's a philosophical statement. Let your intuition and logic be your yardstick for measuring truth. Let common sense be your navigator as you go with the flow. And another important thing to consider in life is mathematical law of averages. It is an important conceptual truth to comprehend and use as a tool for identifying complicated enigmas. Any situation that is observed as being in defiance of the law of averages is indirectly communicating to us that there are definitely unseen or even unknown forces affecting the unexpected, observable physical reality that is seen. And it is at this point a genuine truth seeker should realize that there is definitely more to a situation than meets the eye. And further investigations are needed to solve the riddle and eventually discover the more encompassing truth. A perfect example is the overly large amount of logical decision-making presently being made by most politicians and other chain of command systems that is simply too lopsided to be ignored. It's defying the law of averages. So, too many chain of command authorities are now being controlled from behind the scenes, and as such are being systematically utilized to take away the liberties of the general public, like they're trying to do with the gun control bullshit that's connected with the false flag operations that end up in gun massacres. Consequently, new safeguards need to be put in place to protect the general public from all chain of command authorities that are now under the control of the subversive manipulators of, we could call it the secret world government, the New World Order. And we need safeguards for the general public. Look at all the nonsense going on with the police shooting people in the back, shooting people that don't need to be shot. I mean, they are out of control. I mean, something's not right there, and it needs to be changed. The rules of play need to be changed, and it's the citizens that are going to have to do it because government is asleep at the wheel, and so are the police, apparently, at least down in Parkland, Broward County, where they already caught the cop right after the massacre. They caught the cop sleeping at the behind the wheel, parked in his squad car next to the school, and they caught him sleeping behind the wheel. So don't tell me that these people aren't asleep at the wheel. And then, of course, look at the best example is federal government. Most of the people there are just brain dead. You know, they're like bad versions of bad people. You know, they just talk a BS conversation. They talk about the problems. Yeah, we must fix this. Yeah, we must fix that. But they never have any solutions to fix any of it. All they do is talk about it, to pretend they're concerned about it. I'm going to fight for you. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything, really. It's just a con statement. And unfortunately, people, allow themselves to be manipulated by this. And the whole thing with making more rules to take away your rights, this isn't how to solve problems. You know, this is dumb politicians or evil manipulative politicians trying to take away your rights and just trying to pretend they're doing something when they don't have their head on straight to even know what to do. And as a matter of fact, I know for a fact, people respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. And the asleep at the wheel politicians do not understand this. You know? Most of the laws on the books, they need to be burnt, need to be tossed in the garbage, because most of the laws, just all they do is take away your rights, make life more difficult for decent people. And laws themselves cannot prevent violence because criminals don't obey laws. It's that simple. I mean, really. If I had to think back, what good law did the U.S. government have to ever pass? I don't know. It's hard to find even one. Let me see if I can think. Oh, yeah, they finally passed a law that motorists can turn on the red light and don't have to wait till it turns green. All they have to do is stop, and if it's okay to go, they can make a right turn on the red light, or if it's two left streets, they can make a left turn on the light. That's about the only thing they've done for the general public. Every other stinking law takes away your right, forces you. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that. And these laws need to be changed, and your government is asleep at the wheel, and they're not going to do anything for you. And we have to redefine all of society. We, the thinking people, have to do this, you know, and we have to get rid of all the lies. Here's a lie, and you're not going to be able to prove what I'm going to tell you now is wrong. But here's a lie that's repeated in school, it's repeated on the TV by the parrots on mainstream media all the time when they try to make like they're going to be patriotic and they want to quote somebody from the past. Well, one of the dumbest statements, some of the dumbest statements ever made were made by American people in government. You know, there's that old statement, I think it shows up in the Constitution. And I think, and the Constitution is not perfect, believe me. It's a good document for its time, but it's not perfect. And here's the statement I'm talking about. Also, Abraham Lincoln at the Gettysburg Address is famous for making this statement. All men are created equal. Well, that is one of the biggest lies that was ever spoken on the face of the earth. All men are not created equal. And there is so much proof to back up my statement, and there is no logic that all men are created equal. I think somebody meant to probably say something different, like all men are loved the same by their creator. I could make sense, but no, all men are not created equal. And I can show you many sources that point to that information. True, just common sense, you should think. Even scientists agree, even absolute twins are not absolutely identical, you know? When you take it down to the cellular level. And talk about the cellular level, that brings me back to 5G. You know, you haven't been told there's a bad 5G energy that's going to be projected into your house to reach your Wi-Fi equipment and all that, or the new 5G cell phones when they come out. This stuff can stop your cells, the electron spin in your cells, which means that your cells can start dying when you're exposed to 5G. The more you're in the field of 5G, the more your cells are you're going to die in your body. That's an important point. Plus, it's also a known fact that if you're a woman and you're planning on having children, if your ovaries, the ones you're born with, will be destroyed by 5G microwave radiation, and then your children are going to come out not perfect. Well, isn't that a wonderful note to end the show on? We're getting near the end of the show. And my last statement is, before I get off, I envision the whole world communicating with love and understanding, and that is the way into the future. And as usual, I end with my two songs. The first is the end guitar solo to the song, Are You the Party in Kind, followed by the song, I Gotta Be Somebody, which is the first song on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. You can find the link to CD Baby Music Store. If you click on the name of my show, when you go to the BBS radio schedule. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown and play the music, and that'll be it till next week. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. All unknown, I was here, took my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas.